Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to the debut of the drum roll, please. Love that. Eagles Insider Podcast. I'm Chris McPherson, joined by Bo Wolf, Fran Duffy, and our in-studio special guest this week for the debut of the podcast. First,
Benny and the Jets.
See, you know the song.
I don't know it.
You don't know the song.
Yeah, everybody always say that. I always want to listen to it, but it's not my type of music.
The Jets stole home. Benny the Jet.
There you go. Sandlot.
We have no tackle. Benny Logan with us in studio here. Second-year player. And can you believe the offseason is almost already coming to an end?
Yeah, it went by fast. I mean, before you knew it, I was offseason. Look back up. I was reporting back. I was like, where did my offseason go? But I enjoyed it, though. I made the best of it.
You've been busy, right? I mean, you went back down to LSU.
Yeah, I went back down to the boot, back to my home state. Had some good Louisiana food. Well, the best food in the world, Louisiana.
Really?
Yeah, you should definitely try. I mean, a couple guys went.
What's the first thing you get?
I think I got some crawfish, some shrimp.
Okay. Gumbo. You're a gumbo guy?
Yeah, gumbo.
What do you like in your gumbo?
Sausage, chicken, shrimp, everything, crab, all kind of meat. Can't go wrong with it.
That is a lot of meat.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Benny, let me ask you this. If you were an Eagles fan and you were prone to listening to podcasts, would you rather listen to the Eagles Insider Podcast or the Eagles Beakley Podcast?
I mean, depends on which one I was on. I would listen to that one, the one I'm on. But I don't really think it matters, whichever one's funny and interesting.
One of them is funny. The other one is not, but we went with
I must be on the one that's funny, then.
Yeah. He's the one that's on that's funny and interesting, so.
Yeah.
So we'll roll with the Eagles Insider Podcast. We had a lot of great submissions, so.
That's not true.
There were some good ones.
We wouldn't have settled on the Eagles Insider Podcast if we had a lot of good submissions.
See, that's why I feel like I need a cup, because look, he's drinking like all professional. Nah, I got just.
See,
like,
you got your water bottle. Like, is it awkward having to twist the water bottle? And
it's not awkward. It's just like, right. He got a mug. I got a bottle.
I don't have anything. I forgot my mug at home, so. It's all right.
And my mug's empty, so it's more decoration than anything else. So. It's really just for show here, quite honestly.
Yeah, I always thought that y'all just have more stuff for show, but I guess my thought actually is true. So,
how much water does Chip Kelly make you drink in the course of a day from a hydration standpoint?
I drink a lot of water. I'm a big guy, so I have to drink a lot of water, stay hydrated. And it's crazy because I used to drink water when I was back in college and high school, but now since I'm in NFL, I find myself drinking water a whole lot. Well, I usually substitute the water for juice. I actually substitute the water, not for juice, so. And I have a lot of water at home. A lot. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I have
like jugs of water or what?
I have jugs. I have bottles. I have liters of water.
No tap water?
Nah, I don't do tap water. I will, but I have bottles, so I'm like, it's more convenient to grab a bottle and go. Then, let me fill up this cup and take this cup with me.
Okay.
A bottle.
Because I have lots of water at home, too, but it's mostly just the faucet.
I got a lot of water too, then.
Benny, how do you reflect on last season and how quickly everything transpired for you? When you think back to 2013, what are the things that you think about?
When I think back to 2013, I just think about how we came together as a unit, as a whole team, and the success that we had once we realized, what Chip Kelly was trying to offer us and just how the vision that he would present to us. And as you see, we had great success once everybody bought into, Chip Kelly's scheme and the things he was offering us. And we just had success from there and just continued just going uphill from there.
Was it really actually once you were put in the starting lineup?
Nah, I can't say that. A lot of people want me to say that, but I feel guilty. I mean, I was the reason. Nah, it wasn't. We started having success actually before
it didn't
I
hurt,
started.
Though.
Yeah.
I guess it didn't, but I mean, we still had success before. I started in the lineup. Guys on defense started clicking and understanding, their responsibility. It's a new scheme, new players, new coaching. So just presenting this defense, you want us to learn it. So once guys finally got relaxed and comfortable, had fun with the defense and just went out there Sundays and just competed.
Benny, what's the transition been like? A year ago at this time, you were going through the mini camps, going through OTAs, and you were thought to be in the rotation at defensive end with Sed and with Fletcher, and now you're the starting nose tackle. What has that transition been like over the last year?
First of all, I love playing nose tackle. I love it. I mean, the centers, no offense or anything, but centers have like those little short arms and they're trying to get after me and stuff. And it's, you know, my arms are longer than that. So it's pretty fun. But just playing nose tackle, or just playing, you know, on his defense is a great thing. And with us, Fletcher and Sid next to me, the great leadership with Miko behind me, it just makes it so much fun and just relaxing, especially going to my second year, more comfortable, relaxed. I know the defense inside and outside. So, you know, you're more just comfortable and relaxed, you know. You tend to pick up things quicker than you did the year before. And if you make mistakes, you got guys to help cover for you because they also know the defense. And we just have fun. We're more fun and just, you know, just loose now and then. When we was tight, you know, afraid to make mistakes. Now we just make mistakes and just run with it.
What do you mean by you love playing nose tackle so much?
I don't know, because, you know, I guess everybody, what the world has this traditional, you know, mindset that a nose tackle got to be 330-plus pounds and this and that. And, I mean, I guess I'm different. I'm only, like, what, 315 now, and then, you know, I just have fun, you know.
We've seen the pictures of you in high school. You look like a tight end, like a wide receiver.
Because I was a tight end in high school. I was a small tight end, and, you know, when I got to high school, they wanted to move me to right tackle. So I was, like, maybe 220, 230 playing right tackle. But I was good at it. I was all district, so. And then once I got to college, they put weight on me, and I was like, oh. Then I moved to D tackle, then I'm a middle nose tackle.
I think Fran was.
Oh, look at this.
Hey, I got a mug.
Chris Barletto coming from behind the scenes.
Hey, is this mug clean?
It's not like Chris's mug.
Yeah, I don't want to drink out of the mug.
Probably not.
It's my water now.
I know Fran was wondering this earlier, but you know, when you're charged with putting on weight, when you have to put on weight in the offseason or in college, take us through what the routine is.
Yeah, is it straight gumbo? Is it gumbo all the way? Or?
To be honest, like, I didn't intentionally try to put on weight this offseason. I was just going to class and just working out and things like that.
You got the freshman 15 then.
Yeah, I was working out at LSU with, you know, Mingo and a couple other guys I used to play with, and all of a sudden I just stepped on the scale one day. I was like 318. I was like, whoa. But I felt good. You know, I couldn't tell the difference with the weight I put on anything. So, you know, I was like, 318, that's a little too much for that big jump. So I tried to cut it down to 310 and try to work my way up from there.
What'd you play at last year?
I think I was, 307, 305.
Okay.
I was light.
But at the end of the year, you were at 307, 305?
Yeah. I think we'd start the season like 305.
Okay.
I was light, but not too light. I'm a big guy, big hard.
How much weight do you typically lose over the course of a season? Obviously, especially last year was your first rookie, you know, full NFL year.
I didn't lose any weight. I do a good job of maintaining my weight because I don't want to fluctuate my weight up and down because it's run like a big risk of injuries occur. We're not used to that weight, and you know, you put on weight and things like that. So I always try to, if I'm a gain weight, I try to gain in the offseason, but I'm not as active or have much stuff going on, so I can be able, you know, to adjust to it. Then once we report, I see how I feel from there, and then go from there. So that's why I gained the weight 315. I feel good. I run good. My screen is good. So I'm stronger.
Was there like a, you know, the coaches sent you on your way in the offseason, like, we'd like to get you up to 315, or was it a personal decision?
No, my coach actually told me he wanted me to gain, I think they say get to 310 or something like that. He said he wanted to see how I feel with it, how I look with it, do it, you know, affect my body or anything. And we'll go from there. He's like, because I'm playing a lot of snaps this upcoming season. So he said he want to put some weight on him and see how I go from now and just from now. But so far, you know, during OTAs and things like that, I've been looking good, been running good. Everything's been going good. So, I mean, I feel comfortable at this weight.
Was it different this year going into the offseason for you? Because last year,
oh, yes.
you're preparing for the combine and private workouts, and it's all drafts. How different was that aspect?
Last year was stressful and just, you know, I enjoyed it to a certain extent. It was just workouts and meetings and going here, going there. Well, now you have more time to actually focus on the things you need to improve and correct going into the upcoming season. So that was something I did. And I also went back to school to take up a couple of classes and just enjoy myself. But I worked hard this off season. So don't just think it was just fun and games because it really wasn't.
What was you did get to go to Mardi Gras?
I did go to the first time going to Mardi Gras.
Really?
Class, yeah. And I wasn't going to go because I'm not a big fan of New Orleans or anything. No offense to my home state. But my cousins came from Florida and my cousin came from California. It was like, hey, we want to go to Mardi Gras for our first time going. I was like, all right, I'll go. And so I finally went and I had a good time. Saw a lot of crazy stuff.
What's the craziest thing you saw that you can tell us about?
I don't think I can say that on TV.
Is there anything you can tell us?
Yeah. It was a lot of different parades. A ton of people. That's the first time I ever seen Bourbon Street that packed. It was insane. It was like almost like a club. It was like packed to pack, shoulder to shoulder. But something I thought was cool when the police came down on the horses and how the crowd just departed. It was, I recorded it on my phone because that was pretty neat.
So how come you don't like New Orleans?
I mean, it's just like I'm not a fan of it. I don't know. It's just too much to be going on. I just feel like it's too small to have so much stuff going on. Like, traffic is horrible.
Yeah.
I got caught across the parade, and I had to wait over on the other side of the town for maybe 2 hours before the parade cleared. And I was like, I can't do this.
I got to think it's similar to people that live at, like, a shore town all year long, and then during the summer, everyone comes in from all over the place, yes. All over the region. So you're like, what are these people doing here? You know, you're not used to it.
Yeah, that was a big thing for me. Like, people everywhere. Everywhere you look, it was people. People here, people there. I was like, I'm not used to this. I'm like a person that's off to the side, low-key, with everything, everything.
You?
Yeah. Did you get recognized mm-hmm. a lot?
I actually did. When I go out and stuff, I don't like to, you know, to be recognized. I would keep a low-key. And the guy at the hotel, he was, hey, you look familiar. I was like,
Rick Ross.
Yeah.
He's like, you look familiar or something. You play ball. I was like, I used to play for LSU. And he was like, oh. Then the other guy was like, he that guy that played with the Eagles. I was like, yep, that's me. But other than that, you know, I always keep a low key when I'm out. I don't like to be noticed or recognized or anything.
We've had a couple Saints this offseason. Yeah. Malcolm Jenkins, Darren Sproles.
Malcolm Jenkins fast. Sproles is fast. I saw Michael Jenkins running today to cover, I think, on the sideline, and that guy Carroll. Sproles is, as we know, he's pretty fast, too. I'm just glad I don't have to cover him. We have some good linebackers. We have some real good linebackers. I'm just glad I ain't 300-plus pounds trying to go out there and cover him because that's not going to look right.
Can I ask you a question? When you say, you know, you got to know the defense better as a nose tackle, and you now know the defense better, how much of the defense does a nose tackle really need to know? Because everything is going on behind you, right?
You see, I'm not just a nose tackle.
Well, yeah,
I'm
you're a versatile goal.
Yeah, so
versatile
I can play in or nose. So, I mean, a nose tackle, well, you said nose tackle. Well, a defensive lineman has to know every position because at any given time, you know, you never know when you're going to be called to come in the game and substitute a guy. So that's my main thing last season was to learn the defensive end position, then learn the nose tackle. But once I got inserted to the nose tackle position, it was easy for me to know that because I had already learned the end position. So it just made it more relaxed.
It just seems like there's less to deal with. You can just deal with beating the guy in front of you.
Yeah, but you also got the different blocks. You never know when it's going to be a zone or cut off or the guard is coming down on you for a double team or anything. Like, they're just all, you know, studying film and just kidding the guys, the center and the guard, to look at their stance and the splits that they have. That pretty much tells it all.
So it's less about, you know, knowing the scheme behind you than scouting how guys are going to play you and what people do in the league and knowing tendencies and stuff like that.
Yeah, scheme and also the guy that you're playing against because – at the end of the day, you got to play within the scheme because you try to do your own thing and make a mistake, and you're going to leave the guy next to you out to dry, and it could be a gap in a defense where you can crease you. So you got to know the scheme of the defense, what you can and what you can't do when the offensive line is presenting like different kind of situation or different kind of position, but you also got to play within the scheme.
And Fletcher and said they came back just like you, good shape and
– yeah, both. Was said don't got no chest, but he's big. But yeah,
is that you guys tease him about?
Yeah, he has like big arms and things. But I was like, you know, you don't have no chest. Like, where your chest stays? He's like, I don't have no chest. Like, you need to start doing some push ups or something, bro. Like, your chest is a little flat for you to have big arms like that. But it's all love.
What are they on you for?
He's always on my belly. I'm like, dude, I'm only like 6'2", you know. I kind of lost my stomach now.
Dude, they're asking me to play nose tackle. I got to have a belly.
Yeah.
Yeah. what I'm saying? Like, you know. But I don't have a bigger belly. I usually have like a real, I won't say a real big belly, but it kind of stuck out to me.
Sorry, you're not the only one here.
I didn't say that, so I'm just talking about me. Yeah.
How about the beard?
My beard. I like my beard. Somebody, who that was? Matt Barkley asked me yesterday, you want to cut your beard? I looked at him, what? How about you win the Super Bowl? No, I can't cut my beard. It's like this image I got. How would I look without a beard? Well, I'd be like baby face. Like,
you look like Matt Barkley.
Yeah, that's too like kiddie and childish. Like,
what would it take for you to cut your beard?
Isn't nothing. I
mean, nothing.
No.
Really?
Maybe the right price.
How about if you lead the league in interceptions?
No, I'm still not cutting my beard. What is it? That leading the league in interceptions, okay, that's cool, that's a great thing, but you know how long it would take me to grow my beard back?
Not that long.
Like, yeah,
just the off season.
Yeah. No, definitely not. I wish if it was that easy, I would have been cut it. But
how long have you been letting it grow?
I think it's going on 2.5 years now.
Yeah, but you groom it, right? You're not just letting it grow.
Yeah, I take care of my beard. I wash it. I pick it out sometimes. Well, sometimes I only pick out the side because I'm like, nobody's gonna be all under my chin. And stuff. And I was back home this past weekend, and I ran into an old teacher in the store, and she was like, oh, look at your beard. When are you going to cut it off? I was like, I'm never going to cut my beard off. She was like, well, you need to comb that out. I see a couple of BBs on it. And I was like, see, you weren't supposed to see all that. But she was short, so I guess she looked on my chin. But I never pick out my chin. Like, under here, I never pick out that. I only pick out the side.
You have do you use different products for the beard versus
no,
your hair?
No, there's no product. There's no product. It's just hair. I just pick it out and comb it out. That's it. Sometimes I put lotion on. Well, I don't put lotion in my beard. But when I put lotion on my face, it happens to get in my beard sometimes. And so, you know, I have a little lotion in my beard every now and then. But that's about it.
But would Cosmo know what to do with a beard like that?
Of course he would.
Look at it. He don't got a beard. No, that's not
one.
A beard. That's,
I used to have one.
That's peach fuzz. That we call.
Well, yeah, this is 2 days of not shaving. That's all.
2 days? Yeah. Oh, no. If I go 2 days without shaving, I'm a little weight, man. That's why I started growing my beard out. Plus Rick Ross. Yeah, I started seeing Rick Ross beard. I was like, oh, that's like really nice. Plus spending $10 every week to go get a lineup. But I was like, nah, I can't do that. So I sacrificed and started growing my beard out.
Now, is it true that you went to a Sixers game this season and got called James Harden? Yeah. Someone thought you were James Harden?
It's crazy. It's very crazy because James Harden wasn't playing that time because he was injured. I don't know why the fan think that he would be sitting in a stand. And when that guy was like, hey, that's James Harden. I was like,
where?
Yeah, I was like, first of all, I hate attention. So once he said that, everybody just looked at me. And so I'm like, oh, like this is really awkward. And he was like, hey, James Harden. I'm like, no, I'm not James Harden. He was like, you really look like it. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. I'm like, do you not see James Harden, like, sitting down there, like.
You're obviously, so you're on the Eagles basketball team. Do you present some skills of a James Harden?
I can score. I can shoot threes every now and then. It's been a while since I hooped, but me and James Harden one-on-one. I got him. He could shoot threes and all like that, but I just posted him up and just, you know. But he's like 6'4", huh?
So, yeah, he's like 6'4".
Yeah, but he doesn't play any defense, so I think you'd be able to
score. Oh, well, hey, there go my win there. Yeah, I just bang him up.
Just back him down.
Yeah. I make him play defense, wear him out so he'll be tied on offense so he can't score that many points or anything.
The first time you played with anybody on the team, were you surprised by any of these guys? Oh, wow, he's better than I thought he'd be?
Lane could dunk. What lane?
6'5". I should hope so.
6'5", so I got to just reach his arms up. Who else was dunking? Brandon Barkley. I already knew he could dunk. Yeah. I saw his little video thing. Who else? That's it.
So no one else shocked you. Who would you play with? I was going to say.
It was me, Lane, Brandon, Chris.
Maragos?
Maragos. Okay. Brad Smith and GJ.
Okay.
And was it? Yeah, it was only six of us.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
How was GJ?
GJ was good. He actually kind of embarrassed himself a couple of times.
Your voice rose up, so I knew you were lying.
Yeah, he tried to dunk, and he missed it. And he got the layup, and he missed it. And then somebody else scored it for him, so he was so embarrassed. He was like, "Hey, come get me some." And I was like, "Yeah, it's about time you take a break." Cause, yeah, but we had fun. Whoa, what was that?
Our producer Brian Thomas with the sound effects.
Oh, okay.
It's a sound effect, Benny. I play the sound effect depending on what you guys are talking about.
Oh, okay. I was like, "Whoa, was it time to wind down or something?"
No. Here's an interesting thing. So you say you don't like attention.
No.
How do you play in front of 70,000 people?
I'm on the field. I'm not, you know, back there paying them any attention. I'm on the field. I'm just out there just minding my own business, having a good time and stuff like that. But once, like if I'm out in public or something like that, because you got to look at it, I'm out in public by myself. And if one person recognizes me, they're going to tell, you know, other people and all this. They ain't going to draw attention to me. And I'll be like, I'm shy. I'm a little shy. I'm getting over it a little bit, but not much. Yeah, and once they tell one person, "Hey, this being low, you play for the Eels," then everybody want to rush you. And like, I don't mind taking pictures on them. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like everybody just rush you at once. Be like, "Hey, want to talk to you and things like that?" I'll be like, "I just want to shop. You know, I just want to, you know, get out this store as quick as possible and thing." But, you know, I enjoy it all, but I'm still shy to it.
Do you have a weird Les Miles story that you could share?
I mean, no, I can't. No.
I didn't do anything to you anymore.
Do the grass thing. Do the thing when
the
you
grass.
Show the grass.
I didn't. The thing about the grass, I never knew he was eating grass until like one day we was in the training room just getting rehab and stuff like that. And all of a sudden on ESPN there was this big thing about, you know, Les Miles eating grass. And I'm like, eating grass? Like, what are they talking about? I thought it was like, you know, a new slogan or something. And then they actually recorded. I think it was the Florida game or something. They actually recorded him. Eating grass, and I'm just like, he's really eating grass. And then once I paid attention, because once we run out the tunnel, which is a spectacular thing, Death Valley, and he runs to the sideline and do a kickoff and stuff. He actually bend down and pick up a piece of grass and eat. And I'm like, hey, whatever, you know, makes you feel good and relax, hey, go ahead. But yeah, he eats grass. That's his thing. But he's a good guy. Grass eating good guy.
Grass eating.
Yeah.
Whatever helps.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of success, so I guess it's working for
him.
Yeah,
exactly. So. Hey, if whatever makes you feel relaxed and comfortable or give you the best ability, hey, you could eat all the grass you want to, but he's doing a great job with that program.
Ben, I know you've talked about before, you know, when you meet teammates for the first time, some of them have some trouble understanding you with the accent.
Yeah.
Who is the person who you have the most trouble understanding?
The person I had the most trouble understanding. Let me see. Nobody, no, because I pretty much picked up everybody's accent or the way they talk. Dang, who was it? I can't remember the guy's name.
Was someone from last
Foles,
year?
Nick Foles?
No, Nick Foles is my locker mate, so I talk to him every day, so that's easy to recognize what he say. I can't remember. It's a guy. Shady. Sometimes like Shady was like, "What are you talking about?" Like, Shady's a good guy. I mean, he talks fast, just like he runs fast. So, I mean, you got to keep up the pace with him. But that's not the easiest thing, as you could see when we played teams. It was kind of hard task to. So I really don't. I pay him attention, but to a certain extent. Once he run past me, I'm like, okay, you know, I got a little of it, but I catch him later on what he's talking about later. So yeah.
So you talked about going back to LSU. What were you studying? Are you any closer to where you want to be with your degree and everything?
Yeah, I'm think 4 classes away from getting my degree. Nice. And I took up sociology and agriculture. I have to be honest. At first, going back to school, I was like, "This is a big thing." Like, yeah, I'm going back to school. I was happy. Don't get me wrong about going back to school, but once about that third week hit around and me working out and going to school, I was like, oh boy, like I got to get up for class. Like I really got class today, and I was like, and I got workout. It wasn't bad working out, it was just the point of getting up for class and going to campus to class. I was like, I don't know, I'm not really starting getting a fan of this. Being a fan of walking to campus, walking to class and things like that. But I had a good time, minus the walking to class parties, getting up early for class and beating traffic. Oh my God. Everyone's had like some of the worst traffic.
So what was the decision to go back and finish your degree?
Because I'm that close to finishing my degree, why not, you know? And then it'll be a big thing for my family. I'll be the second person in my family, well, on my mother's side, to get their degree. My brother got his degree from Louisiana Tech. And I was like, you know, I'm dead close. Why not go back and finish up my degree, you know? I always have something to fall back out to football also. Football's not going to last forever. And law enforcement is something I always wanted to do growing up, being a police or U.S. Marshal and FBI agent, something like that. So, you know, it's something I want to pursue after football. I know 5 or 4 years down the road, I'm not going to want to go back to school. I'm not even finishing a lot. I'm not going to want to go back to school and try to finish up then. So I was like, I'm only 1 year out of school. Why not go back to school and knock out a couple of classes in the off season while I can and, you know, enjoy myself, but at the same time, you know, take some hours off. I can knock it out the way.
All right, so Benny, so when you're not in class, yeah, when you're not in class and you're not playing football, what is it that you like to get into?
Well, now I got this new hobby, paintballing. I love paintballing.
Really? Nice.
Yes. BG took me paintballing one time.
Who took you?
Brandon Graham.
Okay.
Me and a couple of teammates went paintballing someplace in New Jersey, Paintball Invasion. Thanks for the hospitality, by the way. And he took me.
Well, can we get, if we're giving them the plug, can we get a free round or something?
Yeah,
you know?
Man, yeah, right. I mean, that would be nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, he took me one weekend, and I went. I had a good time, like a really good time. And so I had so much fun. I actually bought my own paintball gun. And I go like every weekend, every other weekend now. And my gun is like really super, and it just be shooting. And so I was just, I know my gun is like pretty cool. So I was, I went to paintball like a couple weeks ago, and I was by these kids, well, these, we weren't no kids, it was like adults. And I just shot my gun, and I shot it like, and they looked like, who gun is that? And it was like, we want you, hey, you on our team, you know? I was like, yeah, but I have a good time. But one guy shot me in my butt one time. To my hurt, it really hurt it.
Do you have a hard time hiding out there in the woods? I mean, 315 pounds, I figure it'd be.
I mean, they have different, like, you know, barrels and stuff. I try to hide behind that, but it's just the lower barrel. You have to try to hide down or slide down. I'm not a big fan of that. So I try to stay up behind the big barrels, but it's kind of hard to hide when, you know, you're that massive and the thing's not that big to, you know, hide yourself. I just stay all the way back and just shoot.
Do you like the wide open courses, or do you like, you know, I know there's somewhere you like to
defend the
castle?
No, I'm not a fan of speedball. I just like to hide behind the barrels and shoot. I'm not the speedball stuff. Even though I have a gun for speedball, that ain't my type. That's too close and uncomfortable for me. That's too close. I don't want to get shot that close up. But one guy did shoot me a couple times, and I was mad at the moment, but I had to, you know, understand it was just part of the game. But I feel like once you shoot somebody one time, you have to shoot them three times to, you know.
Gotta make it count.
Yeah, like, but I have fun. That's my thing. I'm going to do paintballing.
Do you tell them that you play for the Eagles and try to intimidate?
No. That's the thing. Nobody knows I play for the Eagles yet. Nobody knows, so I try to keep it. Like, I have my truck. One of the kids was like, how much you pay for that truck? I was like, I pay for a nice little amount for it. He's like, you have that much money to pay for that truck? I was like, no, my family kind of helped me out to pay for this truck. He was like, what kind of work you do? I was like, I work in Philadelphia. But nobody's there has recognized or know that I play for them. I think the...
Well, now that you've shattered it out.
Exactly. Right. Oh, dang, changes now.
On the air,
You can just tell them you're an FBI agent. Just project a few years down the line once you're out of football.
Nah, I don't want to impersonate an FBI agent. I don't think they'll be good. No.
So what was the biggest change going from Baton Rouge to Philadelphia for you?
Oh, boy. The people, the culture, traffic, the drivers. Oh, my God. There's like the worst drivers. No offense or anything, but people drive horrible up here. I'm like,
he hasn't been to Jersey yet, obviously.
I stay in Jersey. No. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was like, oh, my. Like in Louisiana, when it rains and stuff, people drive so slow and everything. It rains, people like speed up. I'm like, you know, you can have so many accidents. Like when it snowed that time, it'll snow like all on the road, and this guy like driving like 70 miles per hour. I'm like, it's like a jam, traffic jam up ahead. I'm like, you're not going anywhere. Like, what's the need to speed? Everybody up here seems like they're on a rush. Like, no matter where you're going, you could be 30 minutes early, people are still on a rush.
Welcome to the north.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. I guess in the south, everybody's slow. Not slow, like slow, but, you know, driving slow. But, you know, that was my big thing, traffic and just people. People understand my accent. who there was? Some guy actually asked me, like, what is Benny saying, though? What kind of language is Benny speaking? I laugh. I think it's funny, but I'm like, you know, it's. And then it's crazy because I'm up here and people like, what has Benny saying? But when I go back home, people's like, oh, you changed on. You talk proper now. You talk, you know, I'm like, what? I'm like, it's different. I guess I got to, you know, just adjust to the new culture thing and just the language. And yeah, I use like different kind of language and like terminology for stuff.
Like what?
We use in the South. Let me see. Once somebody told me I'm game, I'm like, what is game? I mean, I'm okay. I'm down with it. I'm like, I'm game though.
Yeah, like, I'm game. Yeah, I'm game for that.
No,
yeah, I'll do it.
Nah, we didn't. I never heard of it till I got here. What else?
Are you game to go get a hoagie at some point?
I'm not a big fan of hoagies. So if you would say pizza, yeah, I'm down with pizza. But hoagies, I'm not.
Do they have good pizza down in Louisiana?
We have
no.
I mean, we're not a pizza place. I mean, we have decent pizza.
Yeah, I mean,
Johnny's pizza is really good.
You don't go to Philadelphia for the gumbo. You don't go. Well, you don't go to Philadelphia for the pizza either.
First of all, yeah, no offense to the cookers or anything, the chef, but y'all don't know how to make gumbo. Y'all got to get like the real.
Is there anywhere in Philly that you can trust the Southern cooking?
No. Okay. Oh, no, Miss Tussie.
Miss Tussie.
Yeah, she has some really good. Is it?
It's on South Street.
Is she a she? Or is it like the owner?
They call her Miss Tussie. I think she's a she.
I mean, I would hope so. I mean, oh yeah, I actually tried her one time. Yeah, it's really good cooking. But thing about it, once I leave Philly from work, I don't come back over here much. So I don't really. A couple times during the season, I experienced like all the restaurants downtown. That Frisco's, Ocean Problems has this Tindler carrot cake. Yeah, I'm guilty. I ate a piece of it. Oh, my God. I want to call him and ask him, like, do y'all sell this cake, like a whole cake? Because I want to buy the cake. Like, seriously, it was that good.
Would you eat the whole cake in the off season?
Not at one sitting, but probably about three sittings. I can eat the whole cake. That Frisco has some really good lobster mac. I know it's probably bad for you, but I feel like you could eat it because you'll work it out. You'll burn so many calories, like, at practice and stuff. So I eat it. I haven't had it in a while, but I think I'm going to go get it probably tomorrow after I get out. And I want carrot cake. For real. You don't understand how good the carrot cake is.
Benny, we got one more game we're going to play with you. Okay. Before we send you on your way here. And
I'm game.
I know. We have a little intro music to kick us off here.
50 Cent. Did y'all see the baseball?
Terrible.
Of course.
Well, we got 21 questions.
Second worst only to Mariah Carey. So that's my favorite.
I haven't seen
that. The Mariah Carey one's pretty bad.
What about the at a minor league game, they had the cat that saved a kid out in California.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. But the dog tried to attack
the kid, yeah.
The kid and the cat can, yeah. That's a super cat.
So there was a team that actually brought the super cat out to throw the first pitch.
To throw the first pitch?
Yes.
How do you do that?
I didn't actually see it. I just assumed that it probably pushed it along and
went
on its way. So simple question here, a simple game. I'm going to give you a number between 1 and 21, and we'll ask you the question. But what are you watching?
I was bringing up the Mariah Carey.
I'm trying to get the Mariah Carey.
I thought it was playing in my speakers.
Yeah.
Here.
You have it there?
This is Mariah Carey. Oh, jeez.
But she could get away with that. She's a lady. But for this end, like, you don't throw the camera. Yeah. I mean, the ball towards the camera. Yeah, right. Like, man, it was.
Have you ever done anything embarrassing like that where you're like, oh?
Actually, in high school, I was a kicker.
You were a kicker, too?
Yeah, I was a kicker. I was a deep snapper, too, in high school.
Kick it to
yourself? No, I snapped it. Well, on kickoffs, I kicked the ball. And actually, we was playing in a district game. And I don't know, I was so just excited for some reason. We was beating the team pretty bad, I think. And I ran up to kick the ball. And I missed their entire ball. That was so embarrassing. Like, I thought I kicked the ball. And I looked up, and the ball was still there. And I was like, and we ended up getting a penalty on it, but I was like, yeah, I felt pretty stupid after that one.
I just did that playing golf on Friday with these guys. That's all right.
I mean, I would rather do that on golf than a big football. Like, how you miss? Yeah, I was pretty embarrassed, I have to admit.
Did you at least kick it off well the next time? Or
yeah, I kicked it off. That's like the first time I ever like missed the ball. I was like, I don't know what I had going through my mind or what. I guess I took my eye off the ball, and I went to kick, and I said, shoot, and the ball went doop. I was like, damn, that wasn't a good thing for me. I got talked about all next week at practice, at school, in the community and everything. But, hey, we all make mistakes, right?
Never.
Never. So, Benny, give me a number from 1 to 21, and I'll throw you a question.
1 to 21, let me see. What number I want to do? Let's do 14.
14. Who would play you in a movie about yourself?
Who would play me in a movie about myself?
He already said he doesn't know actors.
Yeah. Not Channing Tatum.
Yeah, but
I would say Rick Ross, but Rick Ross had too many tattoos, and he's bigger than me. He's short and he's chubby. I don't know. Can you play your own part in the movie?
I mean, you could.
Yeah.
It's your movie.
Yeah, I mean, why not? How many people have actually done that?
Typically doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, I want to be different. I want to play my own part in the movie. I mean, who could play you but yourself? That's how I feel. Nobody can imitate me. You could try it, but
I think that's true.
Yeah, I want to be myself in the movie.
You'll see Denzel pulling it off?
Who?
Denzel Washington pulling it off?
No, no. Denzel, okay. No. Yeah, definitely not. Yeah.
Throw me another number.
Let's go. You said 1 through what?
21.
Let me see what you
got. He's looking at your list.
Yeah. Okay, let's do 7.
Number 7. Which eagle would you not want to fight in a back alley?
Which eagle would you not? Evan Mathis, he's strong as an ox.
Okay.
I would hate to have to fight him. He try to wrestle me because I'm strong, don't get me wrong, but he's like, whoa. And then he lock up, I practiced him, so he had like vice grip, like a grip. And I was like, I wouldn't want to fight him because if he was to grab me, I think I'd be pretty much done with him.
It's funny because NFL Network's doing the top 100 players in the league series, and Evan Mathis was number 88. And all the players they interviewed to talk about Mathis talked about his grip. They said, once you get in it, you're not getting out.
Done. Like, I found that out the hard way my first year, and I was rushing against him. And
Isn't that holding?
It's not holding if you don't call it. If your hands are within the frame. I found that it's not holding if it doesn't get called, and if their hands are within the framework, whatever that's supposed to mean. Because I had a lot of guys' hands all over me. But, yeah, if the ref don't call, he don't call him. But, no, I would definitely not want to let him get a hold of me.
And they probably hold you more since you're in the middle of the action versus.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, I had my jersey tore all kind of ways, scratched at him. It's not holding, though. If the ref don't call it, just play through it. You'd be mad. I'd be mad. I'd be really mad, but I had to play through that.
Okay, throw a couple more out. Yeah, give us a number.
Let's go. You said 1 through 20?
21.
21. Let's do 21.
20?
21.
21. What is the best movie that you've never seen? So the most popular or best movie that everyone talks about that you've never seen?
I'm a movie head. I watch all movies, so.
So you've seen them all?
Yeah, pretty much. I've seen just about every movie. Well, I like action and adventure, and I like a little comedy.
Benny, is there anything worse than going? I'm only saying this because I just saw a movie on Saturday night, and this happened to me. Going into a movie, and someone brings a child in, and the child is screaming.
Well, that's why I always go to night movies. I feel like if you have your child should be in bed 10 o'clock. I always try to go late movies because I don't want to, you know, experience that or anything. But I actually went to movies one time, and it was some kids, probably around the age of 11 or 12, we're just playing around and just talking the whole entire movie. I want to, you know, they tell them, like, shh, like, be quiet. Like, the movie's going on. But I didn't want to be rude or disrespectful to them. But I'm like.
Should have brought your paintball gun.
Nah. Oh, nah. No, that wasn't been a good thing. I didn't have it at the time, but no, I wouldn't definitely do that. And I was like, do you not know the movie is going on? They're just up playing and just talking, carrying on. I'm like. I have a little respect. I'm going to enjoy the movie.
Wait, so Frank, were you seeing a kid's movie?
No,
it wasn't a kid movie. No, definitely.
It was a 10:30 show for X-Men. So you would think, like, oh, and this kid was in it, you know, was probably 2 years old, screaming and crying. Like, there was no reason this kid doesn't know what's going on in this movie. He shouldn't have been in the theater.
No, the scariest, let me tell you, I was in Baton Rouge one time.
That's all it is.
I was in Baton Rouge during my last year at LSU, and I was watching Paranormal Activity, was it 4 or 5? I was at the movie theater, and it was like the last part when the little girl came out. And
spoiler alert.
Stuff, exactly. Yeah, stuff came out like that. And we were sitting, like, first of all, we sitting down in the first row because we got the lid and all the top filled up. So we sitting in the first row, and all of a sudden, this little kid walked right past. So we all looking like, what the heck? Like, who is that? Like, what's this kid doing there? It was like during the time when it was showing like the last scene on the X. I'm like, man, like they really scared me. That's the first time I ever been scared in a movie theater when I saw a little kid walking. I mean, like you see that you like it just happening in the movie. Like, what's going on? I was like, yeah, but I was scared. I admit I was scared that.
So I think we'll leave it on that note. I mean, that's a perfect way to end it right there. How Benny Logan was scared. In a movie theater.
Only a movie theater. That's it. I mean,
only movie theater, of course. Yeah. We don't want to let it get out there, so.
Evan Mathis in a movie theater, maybe.
No. It wouldn't scare me. Like, in the movie, no. It was just that one time because it was a scene where the little kids was, you know, the little ghost and all that. And then all of a sudden, this little
you
kid.
Can tell, you can tell yourself that.
I mean, that's the truth.
If it helps you sleep at night, it's all right.
No. I sleep pretty good at night. I ain't scared of
You have to.
Yeah, definitely.
Benny. First Eagles Insider Podcast. Thank you for being our special guest.
Thanks for having me. I had a good time.
So for Bo, for Fran, for Chris and Brian behind the scenes, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Eagles Beakley.